it.
It's 5 minutes after six with the Grease Man. Boy, we had a big fire in town last night. Well, actually yesterday, early yesterday. Tragic fire. Boy, they're spooky stuff, especially in the wintertime. Something about fires when it's cold outside, you know, when you have to run out to the streets. It always comes so unexpectedly. One minute you're all snug and warm, and the next minute you smell something. That's how it was one time I was in this office, filling out some forms. I don't know, was it like the 30th, 31st floor? Suddenly people started going, "You smell that?" I said, "Wait a minute. Let's check the hallway." I said, "Don't open that door. Feel it. Feel the door." Sure enough, it was hot. And we looked, and there was smoke curling in underneath. My God. The place is on fire! People started to panic. I said, "Get a grip on yourselves. Get a grip on yourselves." Our mode of egress was blocked off because of smoke in the hallway. I looked out and there was another office building untouched by the fire across an alleyway, about 10 feet away. I screamed and yelled until the people in that office opened the window. And sure enough, there they were, so near and yet so far. I looked around frantically. I ran to the cleaning closet and thank God there was a ladder there. I took the ladder and I extended it from our window to the other window across the alleyway. I said, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, the only way we're going to get out of here is to crawl across this ladder." Everybody said, "My God, I can't do it with 30 stories up." I said, "It's easy. You could crawl across that ladder if we had it across the backs of two chairs, no problem. It's the same difference. The height has nothing to do with it. Just look at the window. Don't look down. Watch, I'll show you how it's done." And so I crawled across that ladder, no fuss, no muss, into the other office building. I said, "Come on now, one right after another. I'll be here. I'll catch you." And so, one by one, all the ladies in that office started crawling across. I could see the door was now smoldering. I knew it would be seconds before the flame was in the room, eating up the carpet, spewing out chemicals, dangerous gases forming when the furniture and the decorations went up. I said, "Hurry, hurry, hurry!" But I knew it was going to be too late, because the flames entered the room like a whirlwind. There were three people left. I said, "Quick, out on the ledge!" And as they got out on the ledge, the flames started attacking the ladder. The ladder caught fire, cutting off their exit, leaving them trapped there on the ledge, 30 stories above the ground, with death a certain alternative. Soon the ladder completely caught flames and fell 30 stories down. There was a man and two little children. The woman, the wife, had made it across. She was standing by my side saying, "My God, Harvey! Harvey!" I said, "Get a grip on yourself, woman! Get a grip on yourself! It's not all lost. There is one answer." She said, What? I said, "It's a little non-conventional." She said, do what you gotta do." I said, "Okay." I unlimbered the manly hydraulics and started thinking about Adrian Barbeau. And sure enough, with a great will and tremendous concentration, the hydraulics reached out and thud, landed on that other ledge. I said, all right, little girl, come on across." The woman said, "My God, my God." I said, "Do you want to see your family?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Well, then coax your daughter across." And sure enough, the daughter started crawling across. I said, "Don't look down, just look at me. That's it, don't look at me." She nearly slipped, but grabbed a tuft of hair. Ah! "Climb back on. That's it now. Easy, all the way across." She made it. And then the little boy, I said, "Oh, God, God, could you take him off the cleats first?" She said, "He couldn't help it. He was coming from a softball game." I said, "I don't care." Finally, her husband, a man substantially overweight, probably pushing 300 pounds. I didn't know. I said, I need everybody around me. Start whispering names. They started saying Adrian Barbeau, Christy Brinkley, Charlie's Angels. And sure enough, the man, all 300 pounds of them, started coming across. The burden, the strain was almost too much. The hydraulics started going, trembling. I said, please, I'm concentrating. I'm biting my teeth. He was almost across when somebody walked into the office and said, hey, anybody seen that new Jane Fonda movie? It's 10 after 6 at DC 101, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7.